In our breakout and best-selling book, Looking for Angels, A Guide to Understanding and Connecting with Angels, Dr. Scott Guerin and I share how you can communicate with angels, understand signs from the universe and these celestial beings, feel at peace knowing you are always connected to Source, and much more. Get your copy today at lookingforangelsbook.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. And now you can even get the audio version narrated by me and Scott through Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. You are listening to A Psychic Story, a podcast that shares behind-the-scenes insights of people who lead supernatural lives among the ordinary. And I'm your host, Nicole Bigley. Join me every Wednesday as I dispel the myths behind magic and lore. Welcome to A Psychic Story. Mysticism. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A Psychic Story. And for this episode, it's a special one for myself and for Dr. Scott Guerin because it is 11/11 and Looking for Angels, the book, is finally here. It has arrived. And I first want to say welcome, Scott.
Welcome, Nicole. And it is an exciting day. I mean, we've been looking for this, praying for this for so many months now, over a year.
Has it been a year?
Not quite a year, correct.
Yeah, almost a year.
Almost a year, yes. And I'm sure the listeners are just as happy because they're going to stop, you know, yabbing about this upcoming book because now it's available.
Now it's not upcoming, it's available. So you'll still hear us yammering about that. But yeah, why don't you walk everyone through a little bit about how to get the book, and then we can talk about some of the things and the contents within the book itself.
Sure. Well, it's available on Amazon in a paperback and ebook version. There is an audiobook version, which we're very excited about. That's coming out towards the end of November. And then there is a hardcover book offer as well, and that'll be on Amazon. And that is all available now, except for the audiobook.
Yeah. So as of today, you can go on Amazon.com, you can place your order, and you can get all of those formats, audio aside, that Scott just mentioned, and audio will be available at the end of the month. And I just am really excited to, I feel like I birthed a baby, that I actually had a human child or something.
Well, it's like everything else. I mean, when I was doing my dissertation, you know, it takes like, you know, 3 years to conduct a dissertation. And throughout that process, you just get bogged down sometimes and like, why am I doing this? You know, I have to keep going, plugging through. And then you get revitalized again and keep going. And this is kind of one of those projects. It's a serious endeavor for us, a lot of people involved. And so we're finally glad to see it land.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. So we weren't originally going to do this. So do we want to just kind of give a couple shout outs to everyone who's helped us?
Sure.
Oh, and actually, before you do that, we want to show our book. Look at how beautiful she is. Look at how pretty. Ooh, and thick. I mean, she's a book. This is a book.
All right. And I'm going to do this. You're going to be surprised and angry at the same time.
Okay.
Because I got a sample of the hardcover.
Oh, I just got chills. Ooh, I love her.
I tell you, it's just a different thing. It's everything we wanted to see and more. You know, a couple people say like, well, why'd you do a hardcover with a dust jacket? Why don't you do? And like, no. We wanted to do this.
Because we want to, number one.
Right. But yeah, obviously it's the same book.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But hardcover version, and it's just, it just feels substantial.
I just remember hardcovers when I was little, and I know I normally take that jacket off, but there's just something different, I feel like, with that hardcover versus the paperback. They're both awesome and amazing, but to me, it was important. And honestly, I feel like the angels are a little demanding. They wanted it too. You know, they're like, we're important enough for a hardcover.
And nowadays, especially through Ingram Spark publisher, under the jacket, you get a good, you know, quality printing job as well. So it's just really great. Can't wait to see you and give you one of these.
Yes. No, I can't wait to get it. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. And we'll try and see if we can pull this out for social media too, so you guys can see it. Before we go into all of the things about our favorite portions and maybe give some teasers and read some sections of the book, can you share who we want to thank?
Sure. Well, certainly Katie Koontz of Unity Magazine, Lena Eliason, Dr. Lena Eliason, Dr. Bindi Shaw, and Jill Stanley of Common Mystics Podcast. Thank you all so much for giving us feedback on the early reads and certainly giving us great quotes to share with people to let them know that this is a real deal. And certainly graphic designer Haley Pavey, she's put her blood, sweat, and tears into this almost as much as
I. Heart and soul, for sure.
Yes. And she's been invaluable and a wonderful designer, one of the best I've ever worked with, as well as our editor, Susan Davidson. All these people, you know, it's like not an individual or just us, it's a group of people. And there are others as well, the audio engineers with the audiobook. It's just great. It's great to work on a project like this where everyone's into it, they're willing to help and help make it as best it can be.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. And if we forgot anyone, apologies, it was not intentional, but we'll make sure to give you some more shout outs later. So for all the people listening who are like, yay, 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 it's finally here, it's finally here, let's talk about some of the meat and heart of the book itself, Scott. So I know that, well, actually, maybe before we do that, do you want to kind of walk us through the table of contents and the portions and the sections themselves?
The way the book's laid out is, it's like a journey. It's certainly my personal journey. And it's sort of an academic approach in the sense, only in the sense that you start from zero. You know, anytime you do an academic, you know, thesis or dissertation, you start from zero. So we started with a snapshot review of angels and religion. And I chose the five major religions in the world that comprise about 80% of the population. So that's Christianity and Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And those four, there's libraries filled with each religion that talks about angels. And my challenge with that is to condense them and to give you a snapshot of how that religion views angels, just to give you a flavor. And then kind of working into the scientific viewpoint as well, because myself and many of my friends are of the analytical side. And we're like, okay, well, what does science have to say? You know, and I have a brief discussion on scientific revolution and that everything has to be measured and observed in order to be real. Well, that's changing now because we have something called quantum physics coming in that challenge those laws that were established a long time ago. And then as a psychologist, I've always had a fascination with how we create and build reality in our own minds. So I have a chapter on that. Just, you know, very quickly, one key perspective I provide is that our brains are contained in darkness. You know, our skulls don't allow any light in that. So as you walk around, it's sort of like you have a central command that gets inputs from cameras and the microphones and touch and smell. You just have all your senses inputting in that. So they, together with your memory, you create reality. And so how does angels and the perceptions of angels fit into that? So that's what I wanted to kind of, I personally had been delving into for years. I wanted to share that. And then I kind of tee up in that section my own journey with connecting more with angels to provide an introduction to modern day angels, which is where Nicole comes into her content, where she takes it at step one, how to start connecting with angels and your spirit team, and gets into the details there. So that is kind of the breadth of the content flow. And then throughout that discussion, we discuss 34 celestial beings, that's archangels, ascended masters, and deities. We have exercises, which Nicole will discuss in a few minutes. And then the biggest thing, I keep forgetting this, but it's so important that we have angel stories. There's from our listeners of the podcast, A Psychic Story, have given us permission to use their stories throughout the book. And then we have a chapter which has 12 stories of the top stories over hundreds we've reviewed over the last year or so. There is, when we say a little bit for everyone, that's what we mean.
It really is a little bit of something for everyone, depending on where you are in the process or the journey, for sure. And I'm actually curious, I never asked you this question. So when you reached out and you said, hey, can you help me with connecting with modern day angels? What did you think the section was going to be? Or like, did you have any idea?
Well, I remember we spoke about it and you were like, I don't know. You know, it's kind of busy to write a book. I'm like, all I need is a few pages for each chapter, like maybe one type of angel here or there. You know, like that's all, you know, I'm doing the first half of the book. You can do that part, but
I'll help you write it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All that stuff. And it's obviously, it just, you know, it just blossomed from there. Certainly you were led to write very specific and instructional type of chapters, you know, connecting with your spirit team. What is your spirit team? Exercises this way. If, you know, we really can say whatever, wherever you are in the spectrum of learning about angels and engaging with them, you can fit in wherever you are on that spectrum.
Yeah, as you were saying it again, I think I had amnesia from when you had first reached out about what you thought the sections were going to be. And I know it was probably difficult to try and think about what those things would be, having not really done it, you know, in a lot of depth or whatever. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. When I started to go through it and to really sit in oneness and be present and then talk to Archangel Michael and my angels, it just became very apparent that it would be difficult to just do a piece here or there for the section. And even when you said 34, yeah, we have 34 celestial beings in the book, and that's not even scratching the surface, but we wanted to give you a handful depending, because our spirit teams can be so massive. So anyway, didn't want to get off on a tangent there, but I definitely wanted to ask you your opinion about that.
But to answer your first question, like, what was I expecting? And to be honest, I didn't know.
Okay.
Because I was just getting into this, you know, this end of things. You know, I obviously had the psychological and academic and religious background. And I have, in going to expos with my books on spiritual development, you certainly see and meet people, you know, tarot card readers and channelers and mediums and all that. So I was just getting into that and learning about it. And then when the woman said, you know, you should have a female voice, you came to mind, I just didn't know. So it was a surprise, put that way.
So a surprise for you and a surprise for me. All right. Well, so then you mentioned, and thanks for walking us through the structure and the content of the book, but we have the detailed descriptions of the 34 celestial beings, and those include, like Scott said, archangels, ascended masters, deities. And then we also have some content around angels as a whole, guardian angels, spirit guides, animal guides, and then there are meditations that you can refer to, as well as a template for a schedule. So I talk a lot about, especially when people come to me for sessions, the importance of having a spiritual routine and what that looks like. Well, it's going to be different for every single person. One, how busy you are, how dedicated you are, a bunch of different things, but there's a template for that in there. And then within those exercises or meditations and intentions, we have things that you can do to open your psychic senses, how to set energetic boundaries, how to connect with your spirit team, which is my personal favorite because there's a specific meditation there, how to call upon a specific being. So if there's one in particular that you're trying to channel or connect with or communicate with. And then there's also intentions and prayers to ground, clear, and protect. We talk a little bit about our spiritual bill of rights, which I still, Scott, really want to do an episode on that. Maybe a solo episode, but about what our spiritual bill of rights is and what that entails. And then also, as Scott mentioned, all of the angel stories. So that is the content, the meat of the book. It's very thick. I was surprised. I know when you kept saying, especially as Haley was designing it, we're at 300 pages, we're at 400 pages, we're at whatever, because we also have the references in the back. And then, oh, and we didn't talk about that, an appendix, glossary of terms. We have all that stuff. So, I mean, if you're a nerd and you want to like nerd out about those kind of things, which Molly, I'm hearing you. Yes, there are some definitions and some terms that maybe, you know, as humans we need to have, but we also have that in the book. So anyway.
I don't bring this up that often, but the inspiration for this book hit me in 2000, and I wanted to highlight that. So it's a whole chapter to itself, chapter two, more on Archangel Metatron. And what was happening was I was just kind of, you know, living my life, and I listened to a lot of music, certainly pop music, and the song Smooth came out on the radio by Rob Thomas, and it was from an album, Supernatural, produced by Carlos Santana, which, who I knew, you know, for over the years. He was a Woodstock alumni, and I love the song, and it's still a great song. And but the thing is, I connected that with an article that came out in Rolling Stone magazine, and it had an odd title. It's called The Epic Life of Carlos Santana, A Tale of Angels, Devils, Gurus, Tijuana Whorehouses, Buried Secrets, and Redemption After 30 Years of Rock and Roll. And I'm like, wow, what is this about? And so in that article, it explains how Santana had a life of music and spirituality, certainly. It kind of starts with that. But he had an experience with Archangel Metatron, where he was communicating with him through automatic writing. And he encouraged him to produce the song Smooth and the album Supernatural. It won all kinds of awards, Grammy Awards, top 100 awards throughout the world. And in the midst of that, Metatron came back with another statement saying, "We've given you a tremendous experience, and now we want something back." And that's what drew me in to, in a sense, a modern-day angel story that happened 23 years ago and impacted so many people and helped millions of people through Santana's interaction with Metatron. That's what inspired me to write this whole book.
Wow.
Well, my part of the book.
No. Thank you for that. We went back and forth a lot, too, about is it its own separate chapter? Is it a section within? And Scott, just like the hardcover, no, it's its own chapter.
It's got to be out there. And it's really worth it. It's tremendous to me.
Yes.
One of the notable quotes that I use often, I put in chapter 7, the scientific perspectives. And it comes because all my friends and family are, you know, they're not, well, they're skeptical, and some are just downright, you know, they don't believe things because in angels or anything spiritual because it's not scientifically validated. And so the one thing I've been using in my discussion with them is, it's in chapter 7 on page 96, and the title of the section is, "Even the most brilliant minds are comfortable with the unknown." And in there was a quote by Dr. Zohar Abdul Rahman from the Yakin Institute for Islamic Research. And he has three philosophical challenges to consider when people are doubting the existence of angels. And the first idea is that angels in the supernatural world were initially superstitions invented to help humans cope with an uncertain future or natural phenomena, you know, like weather, comets, or shooting stars. And well, you know, the answer to that is that, well, this may have happened in the past, but it does not disprove their existence now, right? It's not just because something was labeled as a superstition doesn't mean that it's not real. And the second challenge was something called the genetic fallacy. And that's when the idea is dismissed because the source may be in question. For example, if someone says an angel visited them at night and told them that their sister was going to have a baby, some may dismiss the statement because they don't believe in angels. But it doesn't change the fact that the sister received a positive pregnancy test the next day, right? So just because someone says an angel told me this doesn't mean that what they said is invalid. And the third challenge, which is really kind of the strongest, is that the idea of angels are not real is because there's no scientific proof that they exist. I get that all the time with my friends. So the counter argument to this idea is that until there's scientific proof showing that it is impossible for them to exist, they cannot be ruled out. And even the most, you know, hardline skeptics have to say, like, well, you know, you're right on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one quote that I still refer to quite often.
You know, one quote I kind of, well, I guess it would have probably given us 500 pages. No, I'm just kidding. Is the, I realized we didn't have in the book is the one I say all the time on the podcast. And sometimes people get annoyed with it because they're like, stop saying that. But it's so true, is that we're spiritual beings having a human experience here on earth. But one of the things that really jumped out at me, especially when I had the hard copy or paperback in front of me, is this quote that says, there is a never-ending flow of light and energy that connects us with the universe. It truly is infinite in all ways. And this is in the section where it talks about our spiritual path and journey. And so I'm just going to read a little bit here straight from the book. It says, everyone's path and spiritual journey is unique. Psychic and intuitive development often results in profound changes. It helps us connect with our angels and the divine. As we become more spiritually awakened and aware, we open up to new things and experiences. We evolve and grow. As we do the work, our priorities shift. We become less concerned with the opinions of others. We witness phenomena that we might not have thought possible before, and we experience miracles. The number one thing holding people back in strengthening their psychic abilities is self-doubt. The most common misconception is the idea that intuitive abilities are rare or special or somehow supernatural. They are not meant for a chosen few. We all have these instinctual abilities. And you're probably wondering, okay, well, why are we talking about intuition in this book? And that was one of the things that I think, Scott, when you and I were talking, it was, you probably were wondering too, why are we getting so deep into chakras? Why are we getting so deep into intuition? But that's because that's how we connect with our higher selves or with the divine or with the universe and with our angels. Going back to what you were saying earlier, if you are constantly doubting it or trying to have that logical piece of it, and there's not an explanation, i.e. the supernatural, the natural not yet explained, then it's hard to, you know, check the box or make that distinction and say, this is exactly what it is, because we're still learning, we're still growing, we're still finding out things that maybe we can't prove tangibly in that scientific sense, but that brings things to life in a spiritual way, in a supernatural way.
Yeah. That is great. And that's it. We're in a spiritual world and we only perceive a fraction of what's going on around us. The unseen world is more than the seen world, you know, without a doubt, as well as sound and touch and feel and that type of thing. So we're only experiencing a fraction of what's really going on.
All right. So what would you say? I know we've talked a little bit about this. I can't remember exactly where, if it's been a listener episode, if it's been on someone else's podcast, if it was in the audio version of the book, if it was just you and I chatting. But what would you say was the most surprising thing that came up for you in terms of working on and writing this book?
How I would answer that is that my own spiritual sensitivities have expanded a bit, you know, significantly, I would say. I knew about automatic writing, you know, years ago in my writing, my other books and different experiences, you know, that I had in, just in writing. I would just write as I told you this. I'd be writing, you know, going in depth, trying to get the gist of what was going on. And there, you know, there'd be a paragraph done. And I'd look back like, wow, this is brilliant. Like, who wrote this? And it would just channel. It was just great. And so I knew about that. But certainly getting into the spirit team and the animal guides was the big thing for me. That I read an article saying, if you want to know what your animal guide is, just pray and ask and it'll appear. I'm like, okay, I will try that. I know, you know, they say don't, it doesn't happen overnight, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it did. Next morning, she's actually right here right now. It's a she's a leopard, medium-sized leopard, and she's a watcher. She's a protector, and she is very committed to me. I mean, it's just, I just have that feeling about her. When I'm in a situation where I'm speaking or nervous, she kind of does like a figure eight walking in front of me, walking around and around. I don't know why. I mean, she senses that, you know, it's just my engineering friends would start writing me off at this point. But so animal guide, connecting with my high school teacher and friend who died in 2015, probably the most important person in my life. I mean, certainly my parents loved them, taught me a lot of things, but Bob just knew me and just the way his mind, the way it worked. It was just, I had such a connection with him and, you know, I just feel his presence and I hear his voice sometimes. So these types of things, you know, I don't dismiss, which I know years ago I would. I'm like, you know, what's that? Nothing, you know. So that was the most surprising. There's been other things, but just opening myself up to new experiences has been a big thing, and seeing results. Mm-hmm. How about you? What was the big surprise for you?
Well, how long it took to write it, just because I wanted to do it service for the people who were excited about reading the book. I wanted to be in service for, you know, my spirit team. And sorry.
I know. Believe me, I've had those times.
I think the amazing thing with everything is just all of the people who have really wanted to receive this, who are looking for this support and this guidance, who want to connect with their own spirit team.
Well, just think of chapter 15. Chapter 15 is how to connect with your spirit team. Mm-hmm. And it took, like, that was the biggest delay, really. We did the other parts around it. We did that. But it's, to me, it is probably the most powerful chapter in the book, because it shows how to do it, you know. And in this day and age, I don't even talk about this, but our society is ripe for this type of material, not just from us. I mean, there's many sources out there, resources and people and books and bloggers, but it's the spiritual shift, which a lot of people are very aware of. And they're leaving organized religion. So where do you go? Where do you go? You have to go on your own to find out your own journey. Trust in yourself. Kingdom of God is within us. And so that's what comes out in chapter 15. All right, how do I do that?
Well, thank you for buying me some time, because that's all true. But what I was going to say is just the overwhelming support and love I think that this community has for one another as well is definitely apparent coming through. And it's kind of funny. The reason why I was tearing up is what I used to do when I was younger in terms of looking for support and guidance from my spirit team when I couldn't connect with my angels. I would use oracle cards or tarot cards, or I would honestly just like write down on pieces of paper who was around me. And, you know, to your point about, am I making this up? Is this actually real or not? So I took this massive book and I only have one tab in it right now. And I said, okay, what is it that I need to pull up? And guess what came up?
Oh, of course.
Yes. And that's why I was tearing up.
Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael. And so it's just this kind of full circle. So anyway, I think that was probably, I wouldn't say it was the most surprising. It was more the rewarding things that I've had as far as really getting deeper into connection with my spirit team, even more so, and being able to bring this to other people so that they can connect with their spirit team as well. Because they're all around us all the time. They're never not with us. It's not really that complicated. However, we make it complicated. And so having these steps about getting grounded, clearing your energy, understanding more about your psychic and intuitive abilities, getting a little bit more information about who might be on your spirit team and your guardian angels so that they are constantly supporting, and they already are constantly supporting and loving you, but how do you connect? That was extremely rewarding, I would say. And like I said, the time it took as far as writing everything. But that was also because you had already written your portions and I hadn't really been thinking about a book per se and how to bring that to life other than sessions. So it took me some time to also think through, okay, if I were to write a book and write it down on paper, how do you logically give people those steps to get there?
Yeah. And you know, the big thing I left out was that one of the surprises was getting to know you over the last several months and, you know, in the trenches, working things out, you know, revising manuscripts a gazillion times and editor's comments. And as my, you know, I spoke to my friends about it because they were interrogating me, like, what's going on with this, you know, spiritual world and this and that. And what about Nicole? And I'm like, well, you know, she's real. That's for sure. She does. It's obvious she has a ongoing and robust communication with the spirit team, specifically Archangel Michael. And it is benevolent, it's smart, and it aids her in helping others, you know, the biggest thing. And then certainly helps her in writing this book and writing about them. And then the other thing was I sent an email to your mom. I didn't even tell you about this, but I think you heard about it. I sent an email to your mom once. what's up with your daughter? She has no off switch.
She told me, and I was like,
She said, well, I don't know what that means. I goes, she doesn't stop. It's just constant. And then the emails, sometimes you get focused in on some, and then I get like, I don't know, you know, dozens of emails, all good, all pertinent, you know, on different parts of the project and others that we're working on.
There was a lot that we had to do. So thank God we had a team. Literally, thank God, God, universe, source, our spirit team, but then also our human team helping us here for sure. I didn't tell you one of the cooler things because I wanted to save it, but also I wanted to see if it continued to happen. I have been seeing, which I'm really excited about, angels so much more lately around me. I know I've said before, I don't really see them physically as much. And occasionally I will see them in sessions with people because I'm really in that zone and I'm processing and I'm really communicating with that person and their spirit team. So sometimes I'll see lights and flashes like I used to do when I first started out in Reiki, but now it's happening whether I'm in session or not. And they're different color lights off onto the side. And it's just really kind of cool and amazing. And I've been asking them why. And then they said lovingly, kind of, duh. Because the book was kind of, you know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's coming, whatever. That's, again, a human element. But they're just excited as we are for this book, which I find so beautiful. So I wish I could kind of pull that through and show you. But I will say that if anyone wonders how they look to me when they're physically showing their presence, take a look on our social media or my social media account, A Psychic Story, specifically on Instagram. There's also on Facebook, but there was a reel one of our Heidi Phelps had helped us create. And that was almost like these sparkles of blue and purple and light. And that's how they show up to me. It's like these sparkling orbs or Christmas lights. And sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller, but that's how they show up. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that because I totally meant to say that before.
Well, one thing to add, and this is like an end point for me, but the purpose of this book for is not for me. This discussion is why I am on this planet. I know that for a fact. And in the book, I have a brief introduction to that. It started when I was 13 years old, just wondering and questioning, getting puzzling answers from my religious authorities, and just continued on. And so we hope that by putting our heads together, hearts, minds, spirits, to get this book organized and out to you, that is our highest hopes, that wherever you are in your spiritual journey, inquiry, acceptance, skepticism of angels, wherever you are in that spectrum to being a medium and a practitioner already, you can glean something from this book. And that is our intention. So we hope that we've hit that goal. And please let us know through your honest reviews and also sending in your comments to help others find their way as well.
Yeah, the reviews really, really help us too. So if you're wondering, especially after you purchase a book, how else you can help, if it's, well, first of all, thank you for your interest in and following us on this journey and listening to us talk about it and being just as excited as we are and supporting us through books and purchases and things like that. But yes, sharing it either with other people and reviews of the book itself really, really help, because then what happens is with the algorithm, it shows up for more people too. So when you get those emails on Amazon, and I need to remind myself to do that too, review this product, it's not just for the person or the shop keeper or small business owner. It is also for people that are looking and to help them to consider it and things like that. So please, please consider that if you feel so led. And there's a couple more things before we wrap up and close up on this episode, Scott, that we wanted to talk about. And that is, we want to give a little bit more information about the VIP event in January. We did talk about that on the previous listener episode. But
so what we're thinking of is that anyone purchasing this book from November 11th through December 11th, we will give you a free pass into our VIP event. We haven't named it yet, but what it is going to be a virtual meeting with ourselves, possibly some guest speakers, possibly some interactions with readers who have read the book and gleaned some things from it. So it'll help to help you in incorporating not only the book, but incorporating interacting with angels in your life, you know, and seeing the results of that, and encourage you to keep going and exploring and putting yourself out there in that sense.
Yeah. And if you tried something like an exercise and it wasn't clicking, or you're like, am I doing it wrong? First of all, you can't really do it wrong. But if you are, you have questions about trying it, or you haven't even read the book yet and you have questions before you get started, this is really for the purpose to hopefully have a book in hand so that then we can walk you through and answer those either beginners before you start, or having tried it and wondering, you know, things that have popped up and getting your perspective.
And this is it. This is part of the shift. You know, the shift is moving away from known and organized ideas about spirit, God, and religion to launching out, in a sense, to trusting in yourself, trusting in God and spirit and source to lead you to the right people, bring people into your lives so that you can continue your journey in a new and fresh way, that it and be a part of the really the movement that's happening worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And so in addition to the VIP event, Scott and I are going to be at the Mind, Body, Spirit event in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is technically Sharonville. And that is on Saturday, November 18th and Sunday, November 19th. Yes, November 18th and 19th. And on the 18th, we have a talk, Looking for Angels, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be talking about the book, obviously, do some exercises in person. And we will be there for signed copies. I've already had a bunch of people message me saying that they want to swing by and get their copy there so that we could sign them. And on our website, if you go to lookingforangelsbook.com, if you don't prefer to get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, then you can go on our website and you can get a signed copy. It's a little bit more because of signing it and also shipping costs, but there's an option there. And then we are also doing an angel gift box for a limited time. And this angel gift box includes a signed copy of the book, a candle with Archangel Michael, of course. So it's an Archangel Michael candle, a prayer card. It includes two crystals, an angel aura quartz and an angel light. Both of those crystals are known to help connect and channel with our spirit team. Crystals in general are helpful to help connect and amplify that energy. But these two in particular, we picked ones that have a little bit more of those angel properties. There's also a matchbook to light the candle if you don't happen to have a lighter. There's a bookmark. We have a couple stickers in there. So anyway, the idea is if you want this for yourself, fantastic. Or if you feel like it would be a great gift for someone, so you can go and get that as well. And that, I think, is all of the things on our website. Oh, we also have a poll that if you have had an angel encounter or experience and you want to take that poll, it's on our website. You can also go on our angel broadcast channel, which is on A Psychic Story Instagram, and you can join that. 10 people left. 10 people. I don't know why you left, but come back. We're talking about really amazing things on there. I am looking at it closely. And anyway, our poll's on there too. So you can either take it on the website, you can take it on the broadcast channel. And the idea behind the poll is I'm going to turn it over to Scott and he can share a little bit more, but we did do an international study about angels and we wanted to be able to provide this information to everyone going out about or talking about that religious versus spiritual shift and why people are looking for it. So Scott, do you want to share a little bit about that? Because I don't think we've really talked about it in detail yet.
No. And it really was, I did the poll about the same time we started writing the book. But, I was looking up, research and polls about belief in angels and this and that. And it's all very positive. The United States kind of leads the world in belief about angels, which is about 70% of Americans. And in other countries, it varies depending, but still, I would say it's easy to say over half of the world and the majority of the world believes in angels. But believing in angels is one thing. Interacting with them is a different matter. And that's kind of our story here, is to bring that to light. And so what I did is a poll of 800 people internationally from four general areas, South Africa, India, United Kingdom, and United States. And out of those 800 people, I asked, do you believe in angels? And 75% said yes. So 600 said yes. And then the next question was, have you had an angel encounter? And 36%, about 217, said yes. And then the question after that is, out of this list of 12 experiences, list the things that you have had, or what types of experience of this list have you had? And because a lot of people had multiple experiences, those 217 respondents provided over 700 responses, meaning that they've seen repeated numbers, they've heard their voice called, they've had an urge to stop going in one direction and change, go to another, or they had a sense of smell, but there's nothing that would generate that smell around. That was what the poll is about. And there's really nothing out there like that. I mean, there's lots of polls about belief, but not a lot about the encounters you have. And there's a lot of stories, individual stories, we have a lot, but nothing to that end. And so in the future, I really hope we can go back and really do another study in more in depth, larger amount of people.
It's still qualitative and quantitative based on the number of participants. So that's the key.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Was there anything else that we wanted to talk about other than how excited we are and how pretty she is in her book?
Yes. Well, the only one little thing to me, because this is a guide to understanding angels and communicating with them, it's right in the title. The biggest help that you're going to have is to have bookmarks, because you're not going to read it like a novel. You're going to read it as a reference guide. And so you bookmark the table of contents and maybe the index in the back. And then whatever you're led to look at and look into, like for me, I was watching Gaia the other day, or Gaia, the channel, and I fell upon this thing about oneness, connecting with oneness. And so great presentation. Then what I did is after that, I went and bookmarked the meditation for oneness, enhancing oneness in your life, and been doing that, and which is nice because it's nice and short, can kind of do it all the time. But anyway, so that's the thing. It's a reference guide and a descriptive story as well.
Yes. And I would also like to say, if you're holding out for the audio version or the Audible version of the book, again, that's going to be available later in the month. We were trying to line it up, but there are some tech things. So be patient. But also, I would say you might want both, because the book is one thing to be able to refer back to, take notes, highlight, earmark, bookmark, that sort of thing. But the audio version includes us, because we did do this ourselves, walking through the audio version of those meditations and intentions and things like that. And eventually we may pull some of those out and add them to the podcast so that you can have them for free. But the purpose of this is for the book, for people to be able to have kind of a one-stop shop and go and get all of that stuff at once. So I think that's it. I don't have anything else other than it is out and it is available, and oh my goodness. And now, you know, people can, like you said, stop hearing us talk about it. It's coming soon because it is available. 11/11. It's here.
Yes.
LookingForAngelsBook.com, a psychic story podcast, obviously, wherever you get your podcasts. And we will include other information in the show notes. But any last words, Scott, or are we done?
No, that's it. Other than a big thank you to you, Nicole. Thank you to God, Spirit. And along the way, I personally got a lot of signs that, okay, you're doing it. Go ahead. Good. Repeated numbers all the time. And then thank you for those that helped get this book out to the public. And thank you, dear listeners and readers, for supporting us, all your wonderful comments. And we hope that this helps you in your journey.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to A Psychic Story. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. All episodes are free on your favorite podcast player or at apsychicstory.com. Have a question? Is there a topic you'd like to hear more about? Or have a suggestion for a future guest? Send an email to contact@apsychicstory.com or leave a voicemail message at 1-800-880-1881. We'd love to hear from you, and you may even be featured on a future episode. If you're interested in booking a session with me, you can do that directly on the website. And if you want to hear even more content hosted by yours truly, check out my other show, Supernatural Matters. Reminder that you are automatically entered to win either a free 20-minute intuitive or energy healing session with me if you leave 5 stars along with a positive review. Currently, reviews can be left on Apple, Stitcher, Podchaser, or CastBox podcast players. Don't forget to email contact@apsychicstory.com when you do, because it allows me to get in touch with you if your name is pulled in the drawing. Your name stays in until you win.
This podcast is intended to inspire you on your personal spiritual journey to inner peace. I am not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. This applies to the podcast guests and/or co-hosts. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.